Yeah, let's talk Thunder Rabbanan. We didn't do it. We didn't do I appreciate we didn't do, but let's start Thunder Rabbanan. Thunder Rabbanan. Shilu Shalom Yisrael Yimotzi Vatechem. Matam Leima. Why does that have to say Lo Yimotzi? It says Lo Yira. What is Lo Yimotzi telling me that I don't already know from Lo Yira? Matam Leima. Alek Hanem Lo Yira Lachasay Lo Yira Lachafamis Bchal Gulecha. Shteitzin already says Lo Yira Lacha. So what's the hisafa of Lo Yimotzi? Says the Brisa. The Fishin Emar Lo Yira Lachasay. By Bal Yiroh, it says Lecha. Lo Yiroh Lecha. So I would say Shulchayi Ataroyah, Val Ataroyah, Shulachayim, Shul Gavoyah. So I would say that is only Lecha. Egan Chometz, your own Chometz. But Shulachayim, Shul Gavoyah, maybe you could have. Maybe you could have. Let's see, let's do it together with Rashi. Keep one finger on the Gemara, one finger on Rashi. Zok Rashi, "Malik fanem liyor lechasor b'chol gulecha." Harei batim b'mashma. Rashi right away puts the stress. What does that have to say? Liyimotz shivas yomim liyimotz soil liyimotz bivatechem. Rashi from the beginning is putting the stress on. Why does it say bivat? Maybe it's a deep. Rashi puts the stress. And by Bal Yimotzi it says bivatechem. So, but bivatechem not a chiddush. It says b'chol gulecha. Batim are included b'chol gulecha. So what's lo yimotzi bivatechem? We already know. So we already know that lo yirolecha b'chol gulecha. If you should name of lo yirolecha, mida kosev lecha mashma mina shalchay atarayav al atarayav b'gulecha shalachayim. Well, yes, it says lo yirolecha b'chol gulecha, and gulecha includes even batim, but it says lecha. So the thing that you're not allowed to have b'chol gulecha is egin chametz, your own chametz. But chametz shel acherim, kigay nochri b'shel gavaya, im egdishim lebedek habayis. So, the kigay nochri, that's the Rashi that the goyim flagged. We spoke about many times, that Rashi's mashma, that yiddish chametz, that's not nismayit from lecha. We'll see in the Hemshech HaSugya, even though the Gemara says, you don't need lecha. I would have said lecha, the Gemara said no, so therefore Tam Elohim or Elohim, you don't need lecha, but later on it's going to emerge, you need some degree of lecha, Kabbalah Sechayis at least, if it's totally not yours, then Takas is a myth of lecha. But Rashi instantiates that with Chometz of a Goy. Goyin Shel Nochri. So Goyin says, so apparently it has to be Shel Nochri. I don't know what the Kegoyin is. Kegoyin is mashed, but there's other examples too. There's only two kinds of people. There's Jews and obviously, we live in a multi-ethnic society, but in Yonenu, there's two kinds of people, there's Jews and non-Jews. If you're over on Yiddish Chometz, so what's the Lecha to be my Goyish Chometz? So what's Kigoy? That's it, Lecha. There's only Shal Nochri. There's Chometz Shal Hefka. Maybe Chometz Shal Hefka, maybe that's what it means. You would also not be over on Hefka Bikr Chometz. That's also not Lecha. So kigoyin shel nochri, but nechrami, maybe that's why it's kigoyin, because a hefkedik of chametz maybe would also be nismayit. Have to see if that's really true. That's nochri. That's one thing. V'shel gavaya. So Rashi says mekdishin lebedek kabayis. Yeah, it's a big tumah lechayin. Why Rashi says mekdishin lebedek kabayis? Why can't it be the mizbeach? So a pasha, yeah. So, but you have one. You have lachmi toigo. Lachmi toyder chametz, and they have kedusha. You're not makiv them on the mizbeach. You're only makiv on the mizbeach the korban toyder. But the lechem is like the basar of kachem kalam. It's niskadish with the shechita of the korban, and the zrika of the korban is matir. So it has kedusha till the zrika. It has kedusha's mizbeach. It's like chayim say, but you can't bring lachmi toyder on Pesach. So how would you have a carbon toida? What's that? It's so schwer. Yeah. In order for lachmi toida to have this mizbeach, you have to shech the carbon. You're not allowed to shech the carbon toida and Pesach because you're going to be maybe the lechem the base absul. If you shech the carbon Pesach, even an air Pesach, that's what we don't say mizmul aside an air Pesach. Because if you're going to be mamayt, because you keep lachmi toida eaten liyoyim v'layla, and in the night, or even in the afternoon, you can't eat the lachmi toida because they're chametz. So you're not allowed to bring the karmi toida erev Pesach in the morning. So it's not normally, until you shech the karmi toida, the lechem doesn't have kushas mizbeach. So maybe it's not so mishkachas lo that you should have a chametz that has kushas mizbeach. It's more mishkachas lo that you could have kushas. Not so poshut. You could take a chametz and you could say I'm makdashit that it should be sold and the proceeds should go to buy a korban. That's kushas domimu mizbeach. Now you could have. It's not better kabayis. So why do Rashi say kushas better kabayis? Yeah, that's just tumu nechayim. I don't know if we're gonna go into it or not. Most likely not. But you know, that's a shayla here. Why Rashi says better kabayit? But we want to just get through Pshat and Gemara. So Yochel Yachmit. So the Gemara says. So it says Shalcha. Shalcha Yatar. So Roich Shalchem Shal Galoya. And it says Roya Shalcha Yatar Roya, Aval Atar Roya Shalchem Shal Galoya. So therefore, if I only had the pasuk of lo yirah lecha, so I would have said, A, it's only yirah, and B, it's only lecha. And therefore, yochel yachmin v'yikabel b'gdoinis min anochi. And then there will be two, we would then say, lo yirah, but if you're matmin, there's no ri'ah. Then it's out of sight, it's out of ri'ah. And number two, yikabel b'gdoinis min anochi, it's not lecha, it's goyish shechametz. So therefore the Torah says lo yimotzei. But lo yimotzei doesn't say ri'ah. It says lo yimotzei. It's matmi if I don't see it, even if it's tomun, but it's motzei. And it doesn't say l'cha. So you see that it doesn't have to be l'cha. It could even be, it even forbids having p'gdoinis min anochri. Let's see Rashi write them. Yochel nilmei mimikra zeh sheyatmin eshaloi biyad shaloi yirenu v'dayoi. So I would have said, if it only said lo yiroh lecha, I would have said lo yiroh, but you could be matmin as shaloi biyad. So what's this biyad? Yatmin as shaloi biyad. Should put that. The pastor says that it's a mistake. It's my gear on the side. It should be kidei. Yatmin as shaloi kidei shaloi yirenu. If it only said bal yatmin, if it only said lo yiroh, I would have said lo yiroh. But you could put it away, and then you won't violate the Le'irah. The lashon is a little bit strange. It should have said Yochel Yirad Over and Tomim. The point is that from Le'irah I would have said you're not over if it's not near. So I need Le'imatzah to say you're over even if it's not near. This lashon, it's a diach not only in Rashi, it's a diach in the Gemara. Yochel yatmin. So Rashi said you could go and be matmin in order to get out of Bal Yirah. It's a funny lashon. We have to describe, you know, somebody has to be somebody's. We have to describe what the guy's doing, his stratagems. He's going to be matmin kadesh lo yirenu. The ikur is yochel that you're that tomun is mutter. Maybe it's not a big deal. And Rashi stresses it though. Rashi makes the deal, exacerbates the deal, because Rashi stresses Yochel Yatmin, even if you go as Kadei, Yochel Yatmin Kadei Shelo Yerenu. What's this Kadei Shelo Yerenu? Yochel, if you're Matmin, I don't care why he did it, he was timing it. Maybe it was timing from the beginning. What's this Yochel Yatmin Kadei Shelo Yerenu? He's being Matmin it in order to get out of Bal Yirah. It's a funny lashon. Give me a second. There's a certain machshava, maybe. I'm not sure. You know, we talked about Rashi. How does bittul work? How does bittul is a hefka? The Rabban and the Ran, they say bittul is a kind of hefka. Tosfos doesn't even need a pasuk. The Rabban and the Ran say no. It's learned that from the pasuk of Tashvisu. But what it does is hefka. So we were medayik in the past from the Rashi. And when Rashi explains, in Vav Amud Beis by Guska Yofa, Rashi explains how bittul works. So Rashi, what they said, what does the bittul do exactly? So Rashi says that if you're mevatel, you should bittul ainu oibre the like siv el tashbisu, the like kosiv el tashbisu. What does Rashi want? Fine, tashbisu is the mocker. Rashi already said that in that page. Rashi, look, sounds like Rashi giving me a hezber. All you have to do is bittul, because all the Torah required was tashbisu, and tashbisu according to Rashi means bittul. That's a hezber. So we said it several times that Rashi learns that bittul is not really a hefker. Bittul, Rashi isn't Abdallah and Aleph is a hesach hadas. So what is hesach hadas? How does hesach hadas take off of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzei? So apparently Rashi holds that the Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzei requires a certain being mekayim the chametz, a reitzah b'kiyumai. If you're mevatlit, you mesich das, and you say by me it's nothing, it's kafah da'ara. So then that's the Torah says that's the lower level of called being mekayim l'chametz. Once you're mevatel, once you're mesiach das, and you make it in your mind ka'afa da'ara, so you've gone now below the threshold of what it's called to be mashe chametz. You're not being mashe the chametz because by you it has no chashivas at all. So you're not giving it any thought. You're not giving any moral support. So it's no longer, that's already not bal yiroh bal yimotzei. So maybe there's a makom here to say that the word of tamun, the south of daitoch that you're not over on tamun. Right now it's only south of daitoch, but the south of daitoch you're only over on tamun. What's the havana? The havana is like out of sight, out of mind. If I put it out of sight, then it's no longer called that I'm being mekayim. And that's enough. That it's not cool that I'm being mashed the chametz. Maybe that's what Rashi's saying. It's not stomach there. So if you don't see it, you're not over. Rashi's saying a havana. What is this salka daita that you have to that if it's tamun you're not over? Maybe again later on because it may be more than a salka daita. Right now it's only a salka daita. We're going to have to consider, one of the things we need to consider right away in the sugya is, after we have the Gzera Shovo, that there is a Hekesh, and you are over on Talmud, what are you over only about Yimotzi or over about Yuratu? It's a major issue here in the sugya, so I don't want to get ahead of myself. But it may be negate even the Maskana, that you are over on Talmud, but you're over on Talmud and about Yimotzi, but maybe not over on about Yuratu. There are Rishonim seem to hold the way. And if that's the case, then we need to know what's to get it. Why not even bother you up? Because you don't see it, so that's maybe it doesn't need to get it. I'm saying maybe in this Rashi it says together adol. Kapan, right now we're in the Salka Daitoch. Salka Daitoch, if it only said lo yiroh, I would have said yatmin es shaloi gidei shalo yirenu v'dayin. All you have to do is put it out of sight. You put it out of sight, so that's not called already that you're being mashed the chametz. So this Salka Daitoch that you have the mamish that it has to be visible, it's a shear in the shahir. It's a geshmak of art. I'm not sure yet if this is going to be useful or not, but it's just sort of bubbling up now, but it could be useful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in Echrami, we're going to have to talk about that Rashi. What's Pran Rashi? The Mashal learns that this means Chamashene Yedua. Parshat Pshat and Rashi, you don't know everyone you see it. I would happen to Bali Motze. In Echrami, that's all part of that discussion. A big day in Echrami. Just a second. I'm just going to think about this for a second. Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think it might work as well. Not sure what you mean, but kind of shibisu with that. If you put it out of sight, would you then be mekayim tashbisu? Not for Rabbi Yehuda, obviously, but for the chachamim. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's throw it aside, but I think right now, it's in the Rashi, it fits very nice. Sheyadim eshaloi kedei shaloi yerenu. V'daya for what? Daya not to be over by you. Putting it out of sight is enough, taking it out of my attention. It's enough hesechadatz. Very smart. They lost the Rashi of Talmud Aleph. Hesechadatz. It's enough hesechadatz that I put it out of sight. And then that's enough to take off by you. So kamash lo, the Torah said no. It said lo yimotzei. Yeah, you want to say something? No, I'm going with the Yisra Kedei. Sheyat min shaloi kedei, and the Gilyan it says kedei shaloi yerenu. If you go as Rashi biyad, that's much more complicated. What's this biyad? Yochel yat min shaloi biyad. That this is not going to be as much. I mean, biyad is chalduk shagir. So what's biyad? I have a theory about it, but we're not for the biyad. But it's not going to fit into this. Well, maybe I'll tell you. Again, really, I should go there, opinion, but I'll share with you what. Anyway, I don't have it so clear, and this is a new thought anyway, so everything has to be re. A lot of what I want to say has to be recast. So let me share my thinking. We have the Gersa Biyad. That's altogether Sher Gersa. What's Biyad? And Mamish makes no sense. That's why the Gilyan is Magid. So maybe like this. We know that Rashi Shita is that Chomesh Hanofel of Mapilus, you're not over, you don't need Bittul. Many Mishnah Hol Tesher Ben Peretz in the Mishnah of Chomesh Hanofel of Mapilus, later on, Baflam et al, Ben Peretz says that you are over by Rabbi Matzah, even Chomesh Hanofel of Mapilus. So why do you have to do Bittul? The Mishnah that says that you don't have to uncover the Chomesh, you don't have to be a fan of the Gal, it's talking about after you did Bittul. So there's only Xer, Shem, Yovel, Achlai, under the Gal, you don't have to worry about it. But Rashi Shita is even without Bittul. Once it's under the Gal, you're not over. Why not over? Why not? It's under a Gal, but it's there. So Rashi Bab Mitzia, that Membeis, I think, Rashi says, because it's not near it, can't see it. So there's no Bayuah. What happened to Motzi? What happened to Bayu Motzi? Okay, so you can't see it. It's Tumman, you can't see it. But what happened to Bayu Motzi? So, Stoma, the answer is that it's not Motzi. That's not called Motzi. Since it's not accessible except with great effort, so it's not Motzi. Motzi is that it's accessible. It's not accessible, it's not called Motzi. That's what that's going to say. It's still Shver a little bit because Rashi should speak that out. The same way Rashi speaks out that you're not over Bali Roy and Mapilus because it's not Nira, so you should speak out that you're not over Bali Motzi because it's not Motzi. Rashi Mamatzia. He said, Chomish Nefel and Mapilus, you're not over. Rashi the Feirish, you're not over till you uncover it. So Rashi says, because it's not Nira. What about Bali Motzi? So Rashi should speak out, and it's not Motzi because it's not accessible. Even if it's true, but Rashi should say it. So I think like this. Let's assume that by Rabbi Matzah are two separate things. Again, we're a little bit getting ahead of ourselves, but it's things that we've talked about in the past. See, it's two different things. It's by Rabbi Matzah. By Matzah has to be Matzah. By Rabbi is you have to see it. So Gemara says, "Bal Yiroi, you're not over if it's Tamal. Yochel Yatman. Bal Yiroi is that you're not over if it's Tamal. Tamal Leimer Bal Yimotzi. You're over Bal Yimotzi and Tamal, but you're not over Bal Yiroi. So what's called that it's not near it? What if I put it in a drawer? Before Pesach, I put it the chametz away in a drawer. That's also called that it's not near it. Pastor Sien, it's not near it. It's not near. You can't see it. Nobody can see it. It's not near. Ulai, in the light of the Havana that we're saying, that the pshat in Yochel Yatmin is that it's a kind of heschadas. That if I put it away where I'm not going to see it, so then it's not nearer. So maybe it has to be that I put it away in a way that it's not going to be, that I'm pretty confident it's not going to be near. Like if it's in a drawer that anybody's going to open it up and see it, maybe that's called near. You can say even without that model that I'm saying. Maybe that's called near. The Rosh Lamashla, we're going to take a look at all these things going forward. I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's not so terrible because it's not new things done. The Rosh... The Rosh is mashma very clearly that the Rosh also is Bayroa, by Matzah, two separate things. Bayroa, you have to actually have some kind of Re'iyah. But the Rosh says all you need is a Mokum Haro'i Lirais. You don't have to actually see the Chametz. You don't have to look at it to be over Bayroa. It has to be Mokum Haro'i Lirais. The Rosh is in Simon Tess, I think. Or Yud Tess. There's a Tess in there somewhere. By Guspi Yoffa. Simon Tess. So maybe, what's the Havana? Malcolm Aroy Leroy's. So maybe there's no Havana. That's what it is. By you, it has to be Malcolm Aroy Leroy's. Maybe that's bedrock. Maybe you don't need any further Havana. But maybe that's the Havana. The Havana is that the word of Tomun, that is not, you're not over by Tomun, is because it's a chisorn in the being mashit. If I put it away, then I'm not being mashit in the sense of Bal Yirah. Bal Yirah is that it's out in the open, so I'm not Masiach Das from it. If I put it away, then I'm Masiach Das. So says the Rosh, you don't have to look at it. Yeah. Talmud means that you put it away where it's not out in the open. It's not visible. So that's already not called Bal Yirah. If it's not a Mokum HaRoy Liras. So could there be that a drawer is called the Mokum HaRoy Liras? People go to the drawer, they open it up all the time. It's made to be opened and shut. Maybe that's called the Mokum HaRoy Liras. It has to be on top of the table. So what's a mokum she'eino yiroi? That's not mukhach. Maybe roi liris means it's on top of the table. If it's in a door, maybe it's not called that it's a mokum roi liris. What about charemus? But yichalan loymer. Certainly plausible to say that if it's a drawer, is also called mokum roi liris. What's called a mokum she'eino roi liris is if you're matmin it. Matmin means you buried it. You put it somewhere inaccessible. So that's called that it's not a mokum haroy lewis. That makes it not the roy lewis. You hid it away. It's not mokum haroy lewis. People are going to come into the house, they're not going to see it. It's hidden away. But if that's the case, then we can ask a question. If you hid it away in such a way that people aren't going to see it when they walk in, you hid it from people. That's the lashon yochel yatmin. You hid it away. What was the lesson of Rashi again? By the Yatmin. Yatmin. Shelo yirenu. You put it away where somebody's not going to find it. So you're not over on Baal. That's the thing that's not Baal Yerodik. That's called Tomun. So if that's the case, so why everybody Motze? If you hid it away, then it's like a mapelis. Chomish and offal of mapelis, you're not able to buy your motzei. Why not? Because it's hidden away. It's not motzei. Right? That's what you have to say. Rashi learns chomish and offal of mapelis, it's not over anything. Not by your buy your motzei. You don't even need bittul, except that maybe it'll get uncovered. But otherwise, you wouldn't even need bittul, according to Rashi. So Rashi says, because it's not near it. Fine, it's not near it, so there's no buy your own. But what happened to buy your motzei? So he said, because it's not motzei. So every time you matmin something, it's also not motzi. So what's the difference between matmin something that it's not motzi, and what's the difference between bal yatmin, where lo yimotzi tells me bal yatmin, you're not allowed to be matmin. Why are you allowed to be matmin? It's monoshach. If it's something that people are going to see, it's in a drawer that people, it's accessible for people to see, then it's bal yirah. I don't need bal yatmin. That's bal yirah. Again, if we posit, like the Rosh, Mokum HaRoy Liras. All I need is a Mokum HaRoy Liras. And I'm saying in the Rosh also, he doesn't mean out on the table. He means Mokum HaRoy Liras. It's a place that people aren't gonna run into it. So it puts it out of it. That takes away the Shehiyah. I'm putting it away in a place where people aren't gonna see it. So it's a Hesech Hadas. That's cool that I'm not being Mekayim. It's sheer in the, we're saying with this Havon, I think it makes a lot of sense. But then we're in this catch 20, we're caught now in a bind. Because if you're telling me that Yatman means I'm putting it away where it's not going to be, nobody's going to see it. So I'm squirreling it away somewhere where it's not, people aren't going to find it. It's not a drawer that people normally access. Then why am I over by why am I over Lo Yimotzei? So why is it different than a Galshal, than a Mapelis? So what would you say? What's the answer? Again, we're...
Hi, Rabbi.
One of the Q&A questions was, when do I prepare shir? Sometimes in shir. Yeah. Right. I want to say a step further. The difference is, by Yatmin, I was matmin it. So that's not called that it's not motzi. If I'm a matmin it, then if I'm matmin it, then that's where I want it to be. I have a treasure. I bury it because I'm a pirate. I have a treasure. I bury it. That's not called that it's not motzi. It's motzi to me. I hid it away. That's what I want. I want it to be hidden away. I want it to be hard to get, but I know how to get it. Chavash Shofel HaPoel is not even motzi to me. You have to know Metzias exactly how to define this. I'm not sure exactly how to define this. The HaPoel is really harder to get to. Maybe it's not harder. But if I'm Machmen to be a Dayim, then that's part of it being motzi to me. So I think there's a, yeah. So the HaPoel is also trying to know the location. So I'm not sure exactly. Maybe it's just enough that I did it. If I was matman it, if I'm matman it, then that's part of it being motzi. Then I made it into a hiding place. Then it's a hiding place. But if it's not nafal of mapelis, nafal of mapelis is lacks being motzi to me because I don't want it to be under the mapelis. Maybe even the tzias, it's also cholakan. I'm not sure, but maybe even this is enough. So I think this is chidushim. But there's a few rebbechs here. First of all, maybe that's an explanation of the biyad. Yochel Yatmin Biyad Shelo Yerenu. What's this Hadgosha Biyad? Because Rashi understands Hatmana doesn't mean to put it in a drawer. Hatmana means to put it under a mapelis, to dig a hole and put it in the ground. So Rashi's bothered. That's called Bal Yatmin. You're not allowed to do it. It's Lo Yimotze. Lo Yimotze Bal Yatmin. You're not allowed to be Matmin. If it would have only said Lo Yero, I would have said, you're allowed to be Matmin. Comes along Lo Yimotze and it says Bal Yatmin. You're not allowed to be Matmin. So Rashi was bothered. I'm positing that the definition of atmana is not that you put it in a drawer. The definition of atmana is you buried it. You put it away somewhere where nobody's going to find it. So Rashi was bothered. So why is that different than a mapelis? That's a mapelis. Mapelis is not a buried. Bal yamotze. So Rashi tells me, no, here you did it biyad. I hid it away. That's bal yatmin. I hid it away. If I hide it away, that's motzui. That's called bal yamotzi. That's bal yatmin. But a mapelis is not bal yatmin. I wasn't matmin it. If I'm not matmin it, it's not bal yatmin. Frank Yishmakim, Loshon Rashi. Kiseder. Rashi says, Yochel nilben mimikazeh sheyatmin es sheloi biyad, or kedei even sheloi yirenu vidayoi. He'll hide it away, and maybe it's not there's no liroya because it's not out in the open. It's not a mokum haroy lirois. So it's not called you're really being mashed the chametz. You're not keeping it out in the open. She's no tamid loymer leyimotze, and look tamid loymer leyimotze. Mayude tamid loymer leyimotze. Let's skip the next Rashi. Tamid loymer leyimotze. Oselucha hatmona. Shafi b'chal mitzio. So mayude kolosim. Oselucha hatmona. What is Hilchah Shabbos over here? Hatman is also. The Torah was acid. The Torah acid to have chomus. That's tamo. That's called also hatmana. The ma'isa hatman is what's also. It's a funny lashon. Also lecha tamon. That was it. Also lecha chomus tamon. Also lecha chomus afilu tamon. Lashon actually also lecha hatmana. It's a very strange lashon. Fizet the lashon is very mechuvin. The fact that it's Tomun doesn't make it also. It's Bal Yatmin. Tomun, Amapolis is Tomun and it's Mutter. What's also is Hatmana. Because Hatmana is Mutter. In Canaan Advarim, I'm doing something I'm supposed to do. First, we should go to the Sugya and discuss this by Rabbi Matzi separate things and the Rishayim, the simple, the straightforward Rishayim. And now I'm saying it's all nuance. Okay. We're going to go back and do it again the right way. But we're cooking this up now, but I think it's very, I was going to say a different model. I think we might be touching on a mystical thing. So, okay, we found it now. So now it's a very geschmack to Rashi by Mapolis. By Mapolis, Rashi, yes, by Mapolis. Why not? The Mishnah says Mapolis is, not for the Mapolis, it's Kimavur. So Rashi says, I told him about Mitzia. Rashi by us Lamed Aleph just says that Chomish not from a place, not either, and you don't have to be mevatel, except maybe it'll get uncovered, so therefore you should be mevatel lest it becomes uncovered. Right, Rashi by the Mishnah Mapolis. Where's the Mishnah Mapolis? Lamed Aleph from the base. Chomish not from a place, or Eyukim of Bur. And then the Gemara says, but you have to be mevatel. So Rashi says, the Mishnah says nothing, but on the Gemara, Torah Shirato Beliboy, Shemi Yipokach Agal B'Moyin, V'Nimtzo Eiver Olof. Maybe they'll uncover the Gal and then it can be over. But with Rashi, close mind, they didn't uncover the gal, you're not over. So Rashi's talking about there was no bittul. If there was bittul, even if they uncovered the gal, you're not over. Rashi learns that he's talking about without bittul. And Rashi was close mind, they don't uncover the gal, you're not over. Why not? Because your better parents answer to Rashi, why not? Melech Toman. So you're the Toman, Bal Yatman, you're over at Toman. So Rashi and Bar Metzia, Daf, do you have this Mishnah in Bar Metzia also? The Gemara in Bar Metzia quotes it. Daf Membezim et Aleph. So Rashi over there says that you're not over all of Kol's mind that they're not in the Fakeh the Gal because it's not near it. So I told you before, what do you mean? So fine, you explained that it's not near, but it's Tomun, it's Yishmeh Rebbe Bar Yimotze. Yeah, so the belt says the answer is, but it's not Motzi. If it's under a gal, it's not motzi. You have to bring a bulldozer over to get at it. That's not called motzi. So the question was, okay, fine. Let's say that that's true. But Rashi should say that. The same way Rashi explains that I'm not even by your rod because it's not nearer. So Rashi should explain that you're not, it's just as obvious. It's not nearer, but Rashi has to spell it out. You're not even by your rod because it's not nearer. So Rashi should spell out, you're not even by your motzi because it's not motzi. The fee what we're saying now, I think it's much more, it's very geshmak. What's the Isra of Bal Yimotzi? What does the Gemara say? What is the Isra of Bal Yimotzi? Bal Yatman. So that was pushed to Rashi, that there's no Bal Yatman over there because he wasn't Matman. Bal Yatman is also Chatmona. To do a Maisa Hatmona, because then you're making it, that's your buried treasure. That's called that it's Motzi to you. So, but that's the Gemara says Bal Yatman. So that Rashi doesn't have to explain why aren't you ever Bal Yatman? Of course not ever Bal Yatman. He wasn't Matman. But Rashi was bothered, okay, fine, so you're not ever Bal Yatman, but why aren't you ever Lo Yiroa? Rashi says, because Lo Yiroa means, because Lo Yiroa doesn't mean you have to look at it. So Rashi says, no, but it has to be a Mokum HaRoi Lirois, and here it's not near. It's not out in the open. It could mean a drawer, but it has to be a Mokum HaRoi Lirois. It's not called a Mokum HaRoi Lirois, it's not near. The kids, what I'm saying is, Rashi, the Torah says Lo Yiroa. So Lo Yiroah, Rashi taking his cue from the Gemara. The Torah says Lo Yiroah. So it's talk to Gemara, Yochel Yatman. So even if it would have said Lo Yiroah, I would have said you can't be, if it would have said Lo Yiroah, I would have said, okay, Lo Yiroah. All you need is Lo Yiroah. So if it's not, if you're Matman, there's no Havamina. Says Lo Yiroah, Yochel Yatman, Tamad Loim Lo Yimotzi. The Gansu, the whole Zog of Lo Yimotzi is that you can't be Matman. But if you're not being Matman, then it's a Dovah, then the Gemara doesn't even need that, that's not even in the Sugya. Because that's not Lo Yiroah, nor Lo Yimotzi. It's not Lo Yiroah. If enough of the Mapilis is not Lo Yiroah, it's not Lo Yimotzi. It's not Bal Yatman. The kitzur, what I want to say is Rashi didn't have to bother to explain why you're not over Lo Yimotzi. Because Lo Yimotzi, the Gemara calls it Bal Yatman. In the language of Chazal, Lo Yimotzi means Bal Yatman. Bal Yatman means Osu Uchat Mono. So there's not even a kasha. Why is not Bal Yatman? What Bal Yatman? I didn't do Atmana. But Rashi, what Rashi does have to explain is, well, what about Yiroi? What about Bal Yiroi? That doesn't need a Maisa Atmana. So, yeah, it doesn't need a Maisat Mona, but it has to be near. It has to be near means Mokum HaRoi Lirois. And a Mapel is not a Mokum HaRoi Lirois. So it's very good both your source in Rashi. The Kadesh Lo Yirenu, there you see this concept, which I think anyway emerges out of Rashi, that the word of Bal Yatman, the Yochel Yatman, it's not Stam, if you don't see it, then you're not over. The word of Yochel Yatman, that if it would have said Lo Yirah, it would have said that Talmud is okay. That's what's coming out of it. This Havamina, that Yochel Yatman, that you're not over Bal Yiroah, if it's Tomun, if you're Matman, the Havana is because it's I'm not being Mashit. I put it out of sight. If I put it out of sight, then I'm not being Mekayim. I'm not being Mashit. That's, and as far as Bal Yiroah, and that's even true as far as Bal Yiroah is concerned. Tamaloyim Lo Yimotzi is a different lab, but as far as the lab of Bal Yiroah, if they're separate lab, and if we're learning Rashi that they're separate, if we're going to learn that they're separate lab, we're assuming Rashi that they're separate Lavin. I think that emerged, that you see from the, And again, that's the big machlekes rishonim. Are Bali Rabbi Masi separate laven or the one laven? It's just lav dafka. The Torah blends everything together. And one is megal and the other, and it's all one laven. The Ran says it's all one. This is one lav, and it says here leirua, but it's lav dafka because now it's leimut, so you don't need reiyah. Just one lav, so then everything looks different. But the Rashi by another rishonim learned, no, it's two separate. There's two separate laven with two different gedarim. There's Bali Rabbi. If that has to be like the Rosh, that's to be Mokam Haru Haroy Lirois, and then there's Bal Yimotze. That's asked as even Bal Yatmi, but it has to be Motze. Rashi by Rashi, the Rashi by Mapolis, who says that they're not over in a Mapolis because it's not Nira. It's not Nira. Bal Yatmi is also not Nira. So what does Rashi even mean? It's Mukhuk, the Rashi is addressing the Bal Yuroh. You're not over Bal Yuroh because it's not Nira. Why are you over Bal Yatmi? Why are you over Lo Yimotze? Yeah, you have to say a different reason because it's not, that's what we're discussing, and why didn't Rashi have to spell it out? But at Kaponim, you see in Rashi, there's two different things. You're not over Bal Yuroh because it's not Nira. Not over Bal Yimotzi for a different reason because it's not Motzi. Why didn't Rashi have to spell it out? That's what I'm trying to explain. But at Kaponim, from that Rashi already, you see that Bal Yuroh and Bal Yimotzi have different Gedar. Okay, that's many people. I mean, that's their aid in Rashi. The Rashi holds Bal Yuroh and Bal Yimotzi have two separate laugh. And we're going to have to see going forward, me and the which we showing him hold what. But what I want to be meisif on that is a few nekudas. First of all, the nekuda, the havana in that Bal Yuroh means that it has to be nira. That it's not stam in milsa b'lei time exeris hakosav. Bal Yuroh has to be nira. The havana is that if I put it away in a place where it's not nira, then it's like it's a shear in how much I'm being mekayim it. I put it out of sight. If I put it out of sight, I'm not so much being mekayim. So I said, that's the Havana. That's very geschmack in the Lashonis of Rashi. Kedei shelo yirenu. Yochel Yatmin. The Lashon of Rashi was, she yatmin is shelo yirenu. Kedei, if you go as kedei, or even with the biyat, but shelo yirenu. He says, shelo yirenu. He's matmin it shelo yirenu. V'dayoy. And that's enough. V'dayoy. What do you mean v'dayoy? What are we're prescribing over here? This is like a guidebook how to avoid being over Bal Yuroh by Motzi. What's this for diet? You should say it. If it's Tomon, you're not over Bal Yuroh, you're not over Bal Yuroh. Yochel Yatmin, that if it's Tomon, you're not over Bal Yuroh. What is this lesson? You could put it away and then you won't be in Vidai, and that's enough. Enough for what? Enough that it's not called that I'm being mashed the chometz. That's number one. That leads to the thought that even if it's in a drawer, that's not called Yat, that's not called Tamun. There's levels. You could say, if you actually have to mamash, look at it. We have a Rosh that says, no, looking at it's not enough. You don't need looking at it. You need it should be a Mokam HaRoy Liris. But you could still say, Mokam HaRoy Liris. If you put it in a drawer, then it's not a Mokam HaRoy Liris. But if we're going to say this Havana, that you need a Mokam HaRoy Liris because it's a sheer in how much I'm being Mekayim it. And if I put it out of sight in the place where it's not Roy Leroy's, then it's like it's out of sight, out of mind. So then it becomes very plausible to say that in order to sink to the level of Tomon that I'm not over Bal Yuroh, it's not enough that I put it in a, it's not enough that I'm not looking at it, sure. And it's not even enough that it's in a drawer. Because the drawer is also, that's not called out of sight, out of mind. That's called the Mokam HaRoy Leroy's. People come, they open the drawer, they're going to see it. That's not Mokam HaRoy, that's Ein HaRoy Leroy's. Mokam She'ein HaRoy means like Chayim Mustokim, or like under a Mapolis, places that people aren't going to, people don't look. The people in the normal everyday activity are not going to see it. That's the gather of Ein HaNira. It's Tomun. That in turn conduces to the idea, to the thought, that if that's the case, then Tomun, which doesn't have Bal Yuroh, means not just that it's in a drawer, but it's hidden away somewhere people don't see it. So maybe that's already like a Mapilus. So why are you even over, why are you over Bal Yatmin? It should be like a Mapilus. Why is that different than a Mapilus? So Yechilano with a Chalak, with a Chalak in other ways, a Mapilus, you need a bulldozer, and here it's not a bulldozer, you just put it away somewhere, people aren't going to look for it. By the way, we can Chalak in simple Bal Vatash ways. But maybe Rashi held, and this is to explain that, maybe Rashi held, that the difference between Mapilus and Tomon is not in how well it's squirreled away. If it's a Mokam or a Liris, then you have Bal Yuroh. And if it's not a Mokum HaRoi Liris, then it's really like a Mapilis. Then it's somewhere where people don't see it. It's not Motsi. So what's the difference between Bal Yakin, which is Osir, and a Mapilis, which is Mutter? Mutter Aisa? The difference is by a Bal Yatmin, I put it there. So that's called that I'm hiding it. That's a safe. Like, you know, like Sofet Meile Mishmir Eile Bekarko. I'm hiding it. That's Motzi. It's Motzi to me. Ein Lucha Motzi Gadol Mizeh. It's my hiding place. It's where I put all my valuables. But Sheikin Ofel of Mapilis, that's not Motzi, because that's not, I didn't put it there. That's a Chiddush. But there's three Rebachs in this Chiddush. Rebach number one is the Girsa of Biyad. Okay. I guess it could be wrong. So if you're going to Rashi Biyad, now we have a Hezbollah. What's the Biyad? That's what makes it into a Bal Yatmin and not a. Rebach number two is this Gishmak in the Loshon of Rashi. Also, Lacha Hatmono. It doesn't say that the Asir Chomets, that's Tomun. Chomets says Tomun is a Mapilis, is Mutter. Also, Lacha Hatmono. When you, the Hatmon is also. And it's Loshon of the Gemara, Bal Yatmin, Yochel Yatmin. Doesn't say Yochel Yer Over and Tomun, they have to be Mavar Chomets, that's Tomun. It says Yochel Yatmin. Also, Lacha Hatmono. So it's beautiful in Loshon of Rashi. And the earlier Rashi also, Yochel Yatmin. Shiyatmin is Shaloik, Shaloy Kidei Shaloy Yerenu, or Biyad Shaloy Yerenu, Vidayay. So no, you're matmin it away. So Talmud Leimer, Bal Yatmin, Osalacha Hatmono, you're not allowed to be matmin it. But Nafalim Apelis is fine, because that's not called that you were matmin it. That's not Bal Yatmin. Bal Yatmin is Kipshuta. And the final Revach is that if that's the case, then that's maybe why Rashi by Mapelis didn't even have to bother to explain why you're not Avelay Yimatsa. He bothered to explain why you're not Avelay Yimatsa, because they're in a Nira. Why didn't he explain why you're not able to lay Motzi? It's begging for an explanation. The answer is it's not begging for an explanation. It's poshut because everybody knows the Gemara that the Isser of lay Motzi is Bal Yatmin. My parents, of course, not Bal Yatmin. Who was Matmin? He wasn't Matmin. It's not Bal Yatmin. By the way, you have the same thing as you have by the Rashi by my parents. You have in the Rashi at the beginning. With this lens, you have the Rashi at the beginning of Kol Shor, the Kapala from an Aleph, where the Gemara talks about that Kodim's Mani Sura, you're allowed to give chomets to a Chaya or a Behemoth. Because we assume they'll eat it up. So the Gemara says, why not say Chaya and Behemoth? So the man makes a Shichasa. If it would have said a Behemoth, I would have said, because a Behemoth eats everything up. But a Chaya, it squirrels it away. And so maybe that's worse. You don't know that they really ate up all the chomets. And the other end, if it would have said Chaya, even if she leaves over, the behemoth doesn't leave anything over, but the chaya, if it leaves anything over, it hides it. The behemoth might, if it leaves stuff over, it doesn't bother to hide it. So it's going to be out in the open. So why does that matter? What's this thing? What's the difference? We have this Hatmana. What's the difference? So Rashi says, and here there's two different gishoys, but Rashi says, in Chafalaf Manal from the bottom, Yitona chaya avamina hi adifo, mishum di mishaira matzalo, v'loyobar leba bayuwa. The chayalis hides it away, so it's not near. You're not going to be able to buy your own. Fine, but what about Bayou Matzah? Where did that go? So the emes of the mashal has a different case here, and the mashal is Geras and Rashi. Even though he's over Bayou Matzah, but he's not over Bayou Ross, I would have said that's not as bad as a behemoth. You only over one lap, by behemoth going to be over two. That's very strange. What's the difference? One lap, two lap. But that's how the mashal is. And if that's the case, it says the mashal that when the chaya hides it away, you are over. That's not like I'm saying. Because he wasn't matmid at biyad. The chaya was matmid. And the mashal says, the mashal's gear says that you are over lo yimotze. That's the fair, it's not like my shikul term, my thesis. But the way we have the gear, so, and that's a very shver mashal, because that's how I would say you can give it to a chaya because you're only going to be over one lava. You can't give it to a behemoth because you're only over two lava. It's very shver the mashal's girsa. So what is the girsa? You're not over bali roi. And what about bali motze? So you could say the same thing. It's not motze because the chaya hid it away. It's not motze. This why didn't Rashi spell it out? Exact same thing the way I have my mapelis. This Rashi, which is very strong corroboration that not like the mashal. We don't need the mashal. Rashi is not over by you. I doesn't say anything about your motzei. It's exactly like Rashi Mamatsiyam and Beis when he's talking about my pilots. He says, my pilots are not over because it's not near. Very nice, it's not near, but what happened to Bal Yatmin? And if you're going to tell me, well, but it's not motzi because under a mapilus, the chayah hid it away, you don't know where it is. So Rashi should spell it out. Doesn't that need to be spelled out? The answer, no, it does not need to be spelled out. Because the whole issur of tumah, everybody knows, is bal yatmin. Bal yatmin means also chatmona. So of course, the chayah is not, I wasn't matmin it, the chayah was matmin it. There's nothing to talk about bal yamotze. There's no bal yatmin. Bal yor doesn't need hatmona. But it has to be Malkum Marei Lira. It's not Rashi, it's not near. Okay, stop here. Tomorrow we'll have to ask you.